Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Let me bring in Pauline Doran. Pauline, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
And I know you've been anxious to get on as well to talk about your son, Joe.
Yeah, Joe is 50 and he has Huntington's disease, which incapacitates everything. It's like motor neuron, Parkinson's, MS, touch of dementia, and many other illnesses like that, all mixed together, and then you have Huntington's. It's a horrible disease. It's like a live and death.
And where, what stage is he at the minute in terms of symptoms? And
well, short-term memory is gone or going. He broke his leg before Christmas. I've been telling them for years he was an accident waiting to happen. Mm. He slipped on grass and broke his leg. We spent Christmas on the road, backwards and forwards to the hospital. He has a pin and plate in it. And he's 6 weeks in a home convalescing. And that's due to finish in a couple of weeks. He's going Wednesday to have his final X-ray. Now, I've been fighting for the past 4 years to get him into Bloomfield.
Which is a residential facility.
It is, yeah. He's ready for residential care now because I can no longer look after him. I'm 70 and he's 6'2". So you can imagine that if he falls, I might as well lay down beside him because I wouldn't be able to pick him up. He's... Bloomfield is the only facility, a hospital in Ireland, that caters for HD, that they have fully trained staff in the whole of Ireland. There isn't even nurses out on the ground. They have to be, somebody has to be brought in from England to train them. And it's about 750 that is registered with Huntington's diagnosed, but there's thousands out there between carers, those undiagnosed. It's hereditary and it is a vicious illness. Everybody says that about their own in-house illness, but this to rear your children and then get them to middle-aged.
And when did you first notice, or when did Joe first notice that he the Huntington's?
Because his father had it.
Yeah.
And his father took his own life in 1999. Oh, he couldn't cope with it. He was a working man and couldn't cope with being...
Oh, see, he couldn't cope with his own diagnosis.
Yeah.
And what age was your husband?
My husband was 59, just going on 59, yeah.
Young man, yeah.
Yeah. Like he was a builder most of his life. And
he was diagnosed when? At what age?
The year before.
58.
58, yeah. He was diagnosed. The results of the blood test was November, December. And he took his life the following July. He was going to have to give up driving. He was a bus driver. Mm. He had to give that up. And then he was going
and
to...
And who will decide whether your son, Joe, can go into Bloomfield?
The HSC.
And why
they won't pay the funding.
They won't pay the funding.
If he was over 65, he could get in on fair deals. Yeah. Because he's not... no more than the man that was talking to you there a few minutes ago, because he's young. Mm. He doesn't need the help. I'm at my wit's end. I don't know where to go. I've tried everything, and I've done it all on my own, with a bit of help from friends and that.
Yeah. And have the HSE offered anything for Joe?
Oh, yeah. 6 weeks in the local old people's home here in town, which is with one-to-one care 24/7. Now, he would be local and he would have his day facilities and daycare and all that. But he's also a mile from his home, which he doesn't like locked doors, and he wouldn't understand why he couldn't get out and go home or go uptown to see his friends or take his dog for a walk. Yeah. It would be too confusing and dangerous.
And you say are you involved in the campaign about Cushla? Isn't it the holiday and respite centre in Roscommon that's closing?
Yes, that is a total disgrace.
I've heard that from so many people who are bereft at this. What did they say? I know it's been on other programmes, but just tell us what is Cushla?
Cushla is like a holiday resort, yeah, or a holiday hotel, if you like. It does respite.
Brilliant.
And that for people in wheelchairs and their families.
And it's totally accessible and there's a swimming pool.
It is. And the staff is just amazing. They're unbelievable. Their whole demeanour, dealing with different people, whether they're able-bodied or not. Like, how many places have you been that you've seen people in wheelchairs out on the dance floor?
Yeah.
You know, the magic on their faces when they are there to enjoy themselves, not to worry about their illness.
I'm looking at some of the photos. It looks incredible. Why are they closing that place? Why?
I know
the Wheelchair Association said it needs refurbishment, but the photographs look incredible. I know you can't judge
the
photographs.
Like they have hospital beds, people on call all the time. I don't know, even a facelift, if it needed it. Obviously, it needed updating in some areas.
It's there for a long time.
But it costs them very little.
Rent. And didn't the outgoing minister, Finney McGrath, who's minister for the disabled, let's hope that we still have a minister for disabilities after the next government is formed. But didn't he say there's lots of hotels that are now provide these facilities accessible? And
that is pure out and out rubbish. Now, who's going to pay big money to go to a hotel to be dodging wheelchairs, or people with other sorts of disabilities, be they mental or physical? They're going to bring their children. And how are those that are being put up with going to feel, them and their families, when they have to spend their whole time, instead of just enjoying each other's company, they have to be watching out in case they knock a drink or somebody has one too many and spills a drink.
So Pauline, what will happen to you or Joe how long can he stay in this nursing home he's in? You want him in the specialised facility as in Bloomfield, which is similar in one sense to what Brian is looking for his Sam, a specialised facility. But how long will he be allowed to stay where he is?
Just another couple of weeks.
And what happens then?
Nobody can tell me. Like, in all honesty, my house is, although I've had a bedroom and wet room made for Joe downstairs for the last few years, it is not suitable for wheelchair accessibility in the rest of the rooms. And the chances are, after 6 weeks in a wheelchair, his good leg is going to be weaker than the bad leg.
Yeah.
You know, and like, his motor skills were going anyway. But that's no excuse why his quality of life can't continue for another couple of months or a year.
Yeah, he's so young. And you also make the point that tragedy has visited. You mentioned about your husband, John, passing away. Your younger son, John.
He was killed in a car accident 4 years later on his dad's birthday.
Yeah.
I had a heart attack that year. His cousin and best friend, John's cousin and best friend, there's 3 weeks between them. He committed suicide. His dad, Joy's uncle, a couple of years later, also committed suicide after his wife died of cancer. Like, it's ongoing. And, like, I'd love to spend time with my granddaughter.
Yeah.
But I can't stay here. I'm 30 years looking after Huntington's one way or another.
Yeah. It's cruel. It's hereditary, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I can go back 2-3 generations at least on my husband's side.
It's a cruel illness. It really is.
It's you're watching a grown man revert to a baby.
Yeah.
And everything he has learned and earned over the years, they're all slipping away from him. And I have to watch this and give out to him and pretend things are better than they are when they're not. And my biggest nightmare at the moment, morning, noon and night, is to tell him he can't come home. That I'm not looking forward to. That will haunt me for the rest of my life.
And you haven't said it yet.
I won't let him go to an old people's home to vegetate. These are great places. Their staff is wonderful and they're doing the best they can. But it's not for my son.
Okay. You love him dearly, obviously, Pauline. I don't.
That's my job. And he's my last son. And it's not fair on his sister. Watching Joe struggle and me.
But you'll keep campaigning. You've collected signatures.
We have over 8,000 signatures online and paper petitions to give in to whoever I don't know, because the politicians, one seems as bad as the other. They're like little school kids. If I was near them, I'd bang their heads together, arguing over nothing. They can't change the past. Get on with the future. And grow up.
Okay, Pauline, then yours is a real story, real life. It's real living life.
That's my life.
Yeah.
And that has been my life, most of my life.
Okay.
So I just need the HSE to pull the finger out. Joe has raised over 45,000 in walks.
Oh,
he has a walk every July.
Wow. Wow.
And people come to that. The people on the ground, the Longford people, are very, very good. They've watched out over Joe and supported him and everything. And yet, they're not interested in country votes.
No, well, they're interested in every vote.
I don't think so. We have 8,000 sitting there. And they have done nothing about it. So, if there is a minister for health or whatever that can stop playing with his printing machine and actually talk to the people or communicate with them without generic emails that he sends out to everybody.
And
all the politicians I have contacted, from the president down.
Well, the president can only pass on, he can't enter. But Pauline, do you get any respite? Do you follow me?
Yeah, Joey goes in, he has gone into Galloro in Mullingar a couple of times a year, which is great. And he loves it, but it's sort of 5 days at a time. 3 or 4 times a year.
Okay.
That's it.
And
rest of the time, it doesn't really matter, because I will be catching up. I will be on the phone. I'll be writing to this one, that one.
You're always campaigning.
You're always sort of on the job.
Yeah.
Like, he's been up there now for nearly 6 weeks, five weeks.
You sent us in a photograph and you let us tweet it. He's a tall man. He's a young man, but he's a tall man.
He's 6 foot
very tall.
Two.
Wow.
And he was a big man.
Okay, what's the dog in the photo? That's his dog, of course.
That's his dog. He's famous dog, Nanook. She walks every place. She's been up Crow Park with him and walked Lockheed.
And what breed? Is that Husky?
Yep.
Oh,
Siberian Husky,
God.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. Stay there for a sec. And 51551 joe@rt.ie. Anne Lennon, Bord. Anne, good afternoon.
Hello.
Your husband. It's your husband, Anne.
Yes, it is. And hello, Pauline. Nice
hiya,
to hear you.
How are you doing?
I'm grand. My husband has Huntington's disease.
Okay.
And he has been in Cherry Orchard for the last 10, 11 years.
In Ballyfermot, yeah. At the top
in Ballyfermot.
Yes. Yeah.
They are now closing that unit. Now, that unit is specific to people with high complex needs under the age of 65. They're not replacing it with anything else. And what they're doing is all these units that particularly cater for the under 65, they're just closing them, but they're not offering any alternative. Now, Donald will be kept in Cherry Orchard, but he will be moved to a different unit, possibly the old folk section. Now, he's just gone 60, 62, and, you know, mm-hmm. Huntington's affects people in their middle years, in their 30s,
yeah.
40s, 50s, and they end up in a facility that where it's not age appropriate. And if they go into a nursing homes cannot provide the multidisciplinary teams and the care that Huntington's require.
And where would you like your Donald to go, Anne?
I don't see why that unit cannot be
kept open.
Open for people under the age of 65 with acute medical needs. And this is what Huntington's require. Why can't they invest money into upgrading it, or before they close it and start moving everyone out, build a purpose-built unit for the under 65 and then move them into it? Like, it's very much people under 60, don't get sick, do not get chronically sick if you're under the age of 65, because your needs will not be catered for in the, they just will not be catered for. And as Pauline said, Bloomfield is one unit or is one hospital that is open, that has a multidisciplinary team that can cater for Huntington's disease, but you can't get funding to get into it.
Yeah.
It's very much discrimination for really chronically ill people under the age of 65. It's like they don't exist. They're not acknowledged and they're not supported.
And you said we reckon the number of people in Ireland with Huntington's is around 750.
There's 750 diagnosed cases, but there is more, because people are wrongly diagnosed, or people do not want to get properly diagnosed because of the discrimination that goes with a family, because it is hereditary. So the number would be higher, but it's still not a huge number. In a population of 5 million.
Yeah, of course, of course, of course.
And every Huntington's family, when somebody is diagnosed in that family, every single child of that person has a 50-50 chance of inheriting that illness.
Okay.
And unfortunately, as I say, we didn't know it was in our family when we had children. We found out years after we had our children. But we now have a Huntington's diagnosis. We have to deal with it. But for young people coming up, when they see the way their parents are being treated in the healthcare system, they themselves have to become carers for their parents. And at the same time, they know, should they develop this illness, the services will not be there to look after them. It's just so wrong on every level.
Okay, okay. And by the way, when you were told that the unit in Cherry Orchard was closing, the Huntington's unit, did they give a reason? Did they say the building is falling down, or they've no staff, or?
No, HICWA said it wasn't suitable for purpose. So that unit in Cherry Orchard that I'm talking about, it's not specifically a Huntington's unit. It caters for people under the age of 65. who would have high medical needs.
Yeah.
But it's all this, you know, HICWA under congregated living, cannot have congregated living.
Rubbish.
But in my husband's case, you know, there's an awful lot of people in that unit who are, like, my husband is now, he's either in the bed or the chair. Everything has to be done for him. He's non-verbal. He can't communicate.
Yeah.
You know, he needs a unit where there is a full medical staff on board, where there's full multidisciplinary staff on board day and night. And that's what he gets. I know the new model is to get everyone back out into the community.
Yeah.
It's not suitable for my husband and people like him.
Of course not. Like, no. Of course,
it's,
I mean,
not
it can't be, sorry, it can't be suitable for everybody. I don't know the exact ins and outs, but there's no way that it's like what happened in the psychiatric hospitals. They went for a binary option. It's either shut them all and put people back in the community instead of a halfway house. I know there are halfway houses now, but I take your point. It's an appalling vista.
It's really, really discrimination against the under 65 who have high medical needs. Like, does that group of people in Ireland not deserve the same dignity, the same chances that everyone else has?
And Anne, have you spotted anyone out canvassing in the election that you could say these things to?
Unfortunately, no. I've got loads of leaflets, and I heard a man talking or a woman talking earlier about the money, the amount of money that's spent on leaflets. Loads of leaflets in my letterbox. I haven't physically got talking to any candidate.
Yeah.
They're not ringing the bells.
Well, they spent $500,000 last year, all of them, by the way, well, your money, all of the members of the Oireachtas, which they, of course, are entitled to do. They are representatives, either democratically elected, as in the as in the Dáil, or indeed elected in different ways, and some selected in the Shannon. But they spent $500,000 on a two-hour celebration in the mountain. Well, it wasn't a celebration. It wasn't a drop of drink at it. There wasn't any food at it, which is amazing.
But could you imagine
how they racked up a bill of 420,000 euro? But anyway, okay, that's where we start. Okay, Pauline, thanks indeed, and kind regards to Joe and Anne as well. Keep in touch, especially in kind regards to your Donal as well.